So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to revisit a movie that I had reviewed, but Keith has also saw, and that movie is called Black Klansman. What is your view on Black Klansman?
Well, it was a very entertaining film. The acting was pretty good. I was actually surprised by John David Washington and Adam Driver. He's from his...
Kylo Ren.
From the hate I have of Kylo Ren, I forgot that he was a good actor.
Yeah, he's definitely different. In this role than he is in Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars, he is virtually unlikable.
So one of the things that I enjoyed about the film was that there wasn't too much of a Hollywood approach to it. They could have made this out, what he was doing, glamored it up. But essentially the guy, Ron Stallworth, he basically sees an ad for the Klan. He's the first black police officer and detective in the intelligence unit because he's black and he can spy on the black community. He sees an ad for the Ku Klux Klan on a whim. He just decides to call him up. And he ends up convincing them to let him join. They begin their intelligence on it, not knowing that they're going to commit any crimes. They were just looking into him. And for the most part, it felt like they were just fucking with him, which was, it seemed like something that cops would do in the 70s. You know, back then when they had a little oversight. So I found out the whole thing, like him, especially with him making mistakes and everything, the fact that they kept all that stuff that was in the book, they kept that type of stuff in there. I thought the characters and the character actors did a very good job. Overall, I thought it was one of Spike Lee's better films. I put it up there with The Inside Man, you know, especially how it all played out. At the end, it kind of drug out a little bit.
Yep.
The Inside Man did the same thing, where he just kind of like dragged it out and wrapped up what happened with the various storylines and kind of threw in that final punch for the characters that Spike Lee liked. But in this case, it didn't necessarily drag it out. It's kind of like you saw what was going on and I wasn't annoyed by it or just like wondering when the movie was going to end. I just kind of saw things going forward. I saw what he was trying to portray and say. And I thought it was pretty telling that the things that happened back then are still going on today. Oh no, I thought it was entertaining. I liked it. So I put up there as one of his best movies.
All right. So I gave this movie a 5, and the reason why I gave it a 5 is some of the arc of the movie. So you talked about him becoming part of like the Special Investigations Intelligence. The tone shifts in the movie. So the trailers would lead you to believe is it should be a comedy movie, kind of a cop comedy movie with a racial undertone to it. And that's not what you get. So you do get Spike Lee's exhibition in how he likes to make films. And then it reminds you of some of the things that he has done previously, particularly Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X. There's a lot of weird choices for how he approaches this movie. It is just an exhibition of everything Spike Lee would normally do in a movie, even down to the POV shot of the camera being directly in front of somebody and they're walking. I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, he didn't do it. And it's practically the last real scene of the movie.
Well, yeah, he always does that in his movies. Most of them.
I understand that. But as I said in the original review, Spike Lee needs somebody that he can trust. Curb him from making some poor decisions. Now, I understand that he has earned some of the... But as a fan of Spike Lee, as somebody that appreciates Spike Lee, I just think he makes some pretty bad choices a lot of the time. I've seen every movie that he has put out. Every movie. Even the bad ones. This hopefully will start teetering towards him doing a little bit more movies that he can put out in theaters. Because he has done a lot of stuff that has either gone direct to video or direct to Netflix. The thing is just that...
Done Netflix movies? What movies has he done?
He has done some like documentaries and then that She Just Got a Habit TV show. Some of the other stuff that he's done has come out direct to video, or if it did get a theater release, it wasn't in a lot of theaters. As I stated on the original podcast, I was right there for Old Boy. Did you see that, Keith? No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
I understand the political climate of today and some of the stuff that he had shown in the movie is apropos. And I just caution people that a couple of years ago were calling him stupid or out of touch and then go see this movie. That's what happened. Because I've been riding with Spike Lee. Me, yo. But anyway, so Keith, what score would you give Black Klansman?
I would give this movie a solid 8.
Okay. May I give it a 5?
Solid.
I can understand that. Then what justifies that 8?
I thought the acting was great. I like the characters. The story was unique, and that it was a true story made it even better. I thought it was well told. He didn't do anything to glamorize it. He actually did a good job of showing both sides of what it was, even though you didn't like the one side instantly. It did show the other side, and I like the kind of like the radicalized youth of African-Americans in those days, you know, especially in his girlfriend, the female lead, where she was just kind of like, cops are evil. This is all bad. They're all bad. You can't change anything from the inside. You got to break it all down. Her anarchist ways at the same time. And you didn't see like a magical turning of the table, like of opinions in that. And I appreciated that. And it was an entertaining film. I'll watch it again, and I'd say that any fan of Spike Lee would give it a watch.
There's a couple of positives, because again, I gave it a 5. I did like John David Washington, and even though he is trying his best, he still sounds like his father.
Yeah, there's nothing to get around that. He's like...
same inflection.
Like, I'm not my dad.
Yeah.
Just like him.
And also, the people that are part of the KKK, so Felix... and Ivanhoe, both of them were pretty good. Topher Grace did a good job. But for me, it's just some of the inconsistency in the approach to the movie. Because then it turns into, you have Harry Belafonte telling this very sad story. And then it tries to totally shift again. And then the end of the movie just felt rushed and didn't feel as a natural progression. So that's why I gave the score that I gave it. So Spike Lee could do better, and this is positive for him. So, he's K-pop.